今天晚上我们要来学习诗篇八十篇。
Tonight we're going to study Psalms 80.
诗篇八十篇的一开始有介绍说这是亚萨的诗。
The introduction to Psalms 80 tells us that it's a psalm of Asaph.
亚萨本来是大卫时代的一个人。
Asaph was a man who lived during the time of David.
以后这个亚萨也就成为一个家族的名字。
And later, the name Asaph became a household name.
大卫他有心为神来建造圣殿。
David had the heart to build a temple for the Lord.
但是因为他的时代很多的战争，他也是一位战士，所以神没有允许他来建造圣殿。
But because of the fact that he was a warrior and the fact that there were many wars during his time, God did not allow him to build the temple.
但是大卫他仍然是爱神。
However, David still loved the Lord.
所以他也为建造圣殿准备了很多的事情。
And because of this, he prepared many things in order to build the temple of God.
其中的一个项目就是他设立了诗班。
And one of the things he prepared was that he prepared a choir.
好，我们请看历代志上第六章。
Let's look at First Chronicles.
历代志上第六章三十一节。
First Chronicles chapter 6 verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
耶柜安设之后，大卫派人在主殿中管理歌唱的事。
Now, these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest.
三十二节，他们就在会幕前，当歌唱的差，及至所罗门在耶路撒冷建造了神的殿，他们便按着班次供职。
32, they were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order.
这些管理在圣殿里头歌唱赞美神的事情的人当中，有一位就叫做亚萨。
Among these people who were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle were Asaph.
请再看三十九节。
Let's look at verse 39.
这里讲到希曼的族兄亚萨，所以这个管理歌唱的事情的人当中有一个叫亚萨。
And so we see here of those who ministered with music, Asaph was among them.
我们再请看十六章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 7.
第七节，那日大卫初次借亚萨和他的弟兄以诗歌称颂主神。
On that day, David first delivered the psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord.
所以在大卫的时代他就开始有这个用诗歌来。称赞赞美天上的神的事情。
Thus we can see that during the time of David, they were already using music in order to praise the Lord.
那也特别设立了一些人专门来管理这样的事情。
And they even prepared a certain group of people to be in charge of this matter.
再请看三十七节。
Let's look at verse 37.
大卫派亚萨和他的弟兄在耶柜前常常侍奉主。一日进一日的职分。
So he left Asaph and his brothers there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark regularly as every day's work required.
那从这里我们也看到，用歌唱来赞美神是每一天的事情。
And so we see here that using music to praise the Lord was a daily thing.
神伟大的神，慈爱的神，是应当得到称颂、得到赞美的。
God, this great God, this loving God, is worthy of praise.
那从大卫做这件事情，也可以让我们可以感受到大卫他是何等的来爱感谢这位天上的神。
And from this act, we can see that David loved the Lord and was thankful towards the Lord.
大卫有很多的诗也被用来来歌唱赞美神。
Many of the psalms of David were used to praise the Lord.
那当时有人写了这个赞美神的诗就交给这个管理歌唱的人让他们用来歌唱赞美神。
And these psalms were given to those who ministered with music, so that they could minister with these kinds of music before the ark of God.
那以后这些我们可以称他们为音乐家。以后这些音乐家呢，他们也 也有人被神感动而来写出这些赞美的诗。
And these people who we can now term musicians later were also moved to make their own psalms in order to praise the Lord.
我们请参考历代志下二十九章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章二十九节。
2 Chronicles 29:29.
二十九节献完了祭和一切跟随的人都俯伏敬拜。
And when they had finished offering, the king and all those who were present with him bowed and worshipped.
这是在描写西西家王的时代。
This is talking about the time of Hezekiah.
西西家王恢复了守逾越节这件事情。
Hezekiah restored the temple worship of keeping the Passover.
三十节，西西家王以众首领又吩咐立位人，用大卫和先见亚撒的诗词称颂主。他们就欢欢喜喜地颂赞主，低头敬拜。
30. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped.
在这里称这个亚撒是先见。
Here it calls Asaph a seer.
就是他们也得到神的感动。而来写出这个诗歌
，which is to say that they were moved by the Lord to write psalms.
所以在诗篇里头也有收录了亚撒这个家族他们所做的诗。
And so we see in the book of Psalms there are psalms of Asaph and other musicians.
诗篇里头的所有的这些诗，在古代都可以用唱的。
All these hymns or psalms in the book of Psalms were actually sung in the Old Testament.
好，我们请看到。诗篇八十篇。
Let's look at Psalms 80.
诗篇八十篇这个亚撒的诗我们也可以把它称为叫做归类的话，它是属于这个哀歌。
And the psalm is a psalm of Asaph, and we can call it a song of sorrow.
或者是 lamentation.
A lamentation.
那这特别是在当他们在受苦、受到压制、受到挫折的时候，在求神帮助、求神怜悯所做的诗。
And this was a psalm written when they were under oppression, and it was a psalm to ask the Lord to have mercy.
所以诗篇八十篇很有可能是在他们亡国之后，在被掳的时代所做的诗。
And so it's possible that the psalm was written during the time that Israel was in, when Israel had been captive.
今天我们的题目是从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树。
And today's topic is a vine out of Egypt.
那我们知道这埃及跟选民他们常常有一个很密切的关系。
We know that Egypt and the chosen ones of God have a very intimate relationship.
这埃及有一条尼罗河。
There is a Nile River in Egypt.
所以埃及很多地方因为有这一条河流，所以很肥沃，物产也很丰富。
And because of this Nile River, the land of Egypt was often very fertile and full of abundance.
因为物产很丰富，所以埃及也常常成为那一个地方的强盛的国家。
And because the land was always fertile and abundant, Egypt was always one of the stronger countries of the time.
埃及又刚好是在以色列的南边。
And Egypt just happened to be south of Israel.
所以埃及跟以色列这两个国家之间自古以来就有很密切的这种关系。
And so just geographically speaking, Israel and Egypt were very close.
在约瑟的时代，在神的恩典之下这个雅各一家人搬到埃及去。
Under the grace of God during the time of Joseph, Jacob and his whole family moved to Egypt.
在摩西的时代，因为神的怜悯跟神对他们的应许，神将他们带领出埃及。
And during the time of Moses, because of the Lord's promise and his guidance, the Israelites were brought out of Egypt.
那我们简单的来回顾一下简单的这以色列人的历史。
Let us very simply do a review of Israelite history.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及但是耶稣亚带领以色列人进入迦南地。
Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, but it was Joshua who brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
这大概是在主前的1400年。
It was probably in around 1400 BC.
那进入迦南地之后，就开始了圣经里头四世纪的那一段时间。
And after entering into the land of Canaan, we entered into the time of the judges.
那一段时间将近有400年。
And that time was around 400 years.
我们知道以色列人他们第一代的王就是扫罗王。
And we know that the first king of the Israelites was King Saul.
扫罗当王大概在主前的1050年。
And Saul became king around 1050 BC.
扫罗当王40年。
And Saul was king for 40 years.
大卫是第二个王，他在主前的1010年来当王。
And David was the second king of Israel, and he was king at around 1010 BC.
大卫也当了40年的王。
David was also king for around 40 years.
他传位给他的儿子扫罗王，所以扫罗王在主前970年当王。
And his heir was his son Solomon, who became king in 970 BC.
扫罗王也当了40年的王。
Solomon also was king for 40 years.
所以他在主前930年把王位传给他的儿子。
And his son became the heir at 930 BC.
我们知道也在他儿子的手中，这个以色列分成南北两个国家。
And we know that it was in the hand of his son that the kingdom of Israel was divided into the northern and southern kingdom.
这个大卫家族犹大支派仍然拥有的那个国家就是所谓南朝犹大国。
And the household of David dwelt in the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah.
北边的我们就称为北朝以色列。
And the northern kingdom was the kingdom of Israel.
那这两个国家也分别在后来被外邦的国家所灭。
And these two kingdoms were eventually destroyed by other kingdoms.
在主前721年，北朝以色列被亚述帝国所灭。
In 720 BC, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria.
那整个北朝经历了19个王。
And the entire kingdom of Israel went through 19 kings.
那在这19个王当中是有几个不同的家族。
And among these 19 kings, there were different families.
那南朝犹大是在主前586年被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And in 590 BC, the kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
那也同样的经过了19个王。
And they had also gone through 19 kings.
但是南朝犹大这些王都是大卫的后代。
But all of these kings were descendants of David.
所以南北两个国家都被强大的帝国所灭。
The northern and southern kingdom were both held captive by two other strong kingdoms.
那他们不但财物被抢，许许多多的百姓都被掳掠到外邦去。
Sorry, they were destroyed, and not only were they destroyed and all of their riches and possessions taken away, many of the people, the inhabitants, were held captive in the two different countries.
因为国家被灭了，所以被强迫的离开自己的家园。
Because their kingdoms were destroyed, they were forced to leave their households.
那在外邦的地方，当然常常会受到欺负压迫。
And in these Gentile nations, they were oppressed and they were persecuted.
最心痛的就是没有了自己的国家。
And what was most sorrowful to them was that they no longer had their own home.
那所以诗篇八十篇就是在这样的一个背景之下所写的。
So under this kind of background, Psalm 80 was written.
我们请看诗篇八十篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 80, verse 1.
第一节，领耶瑟如领羊群之以色列的牧者啊，求你留心听。坐在两基路伯上的啊，求你发出光来。
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth.
首先，作诗的人就回想到他们的祖先约瑟。
The author of this psalm first thought back to the time of Joseph.
因为在约瑟的时代，因为约瑟，所以保全了整个家族的生命。
Because it was because of Joseph that their whole household was able to be protected.
为什么约瑟会到埃及去当宰相？
Why did Joseph go into Egypt to become a pharaoh?
那个 prime minister.
Prime minister.
他们相信约瑟他的整个人生的道路是有神的带领，有神的帮助。
They believed that Joseph's entire life was led by God.
那在他们的观念里头，常常用牧羊人跟羊来比喻神跟他们之间的关系。
And people at the time often use the analogy of a shepherd and his sheep to describe the relationship between God and his people.
这个是一个非常美丽而温暖的一种比喻。
And this is a very comforting and very beautiful kind of analogy.
那亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都是牧羊人。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all shepherds.
所以以色列人对牧羊人，对这个牧者，他们有一种特别的感情。
And so the Israelites held shepherds very fondly.
所以他们常常感觉他们的神就好像一位好牧人一样。
And because of this, they often look to God as a good shepherd.
我们请参考创世纪四十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 48.
创世纪四十八章十五节。
Genesis chapter 48, verse 15.
十五节，雅各就给约瑟祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕、我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。”
God, and he blessed Joseph and said, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day."
在这里，雅各年纪老迈，他即将离世。
Here, Jacob was old and he was about to pass away.
他在回想他的一生。
And he was thinking about his whole life.
他是一个有信仰的人。
He was a man of faith.
神在他的 一生的道路上面占着极重要的地位。
And God held a very important place in his heart and his life.
所以他说，我所侍奉我的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
And so that is why he said, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day.
他用他最熟悉的事情来描写神对他的照顾，神对他的爱。
And in Chinese, it says shepherd. And so he uses this analogy to show the God who has protected him his whole life.
好，我们再请看四十九章二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 49, verse 19.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节下半句话说：“这是因为以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石。”就是雅各的大能者。
The second half says, "By the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, from there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel."
所以他们常常将神比喻成是他们的牧人。
So we see that they often use God as a shepherd as an analogy.
在主耶稣的时代，主耶稣也对门徒说：“我是好牧者。”
And even during the time of Jesus, Lord Jesus told his disciples that I am the good shepherd.
所以以色列人他们在回想历史，他们一定会想到约瑟这一个人。
When they look back in history, they will often think of Joseph.
他们也一定会想到神就好像牧羊人这样来带领他们，来照顾他们。
And then they would most definitely think of God, who was a shepherd who took care of them.
但是作诗的人，当他在写这一首诗的时候，他是被掳到外邦。
But when the author of the psalm wrote this psalm, they had been held captive in a Gentile country.
他们似乎是失去了神的带领，神的照顾。
They had lost the guidance and the protection of the Lord.
所以在回想了神的恩典之后，接下来作诗的人就这么说。
And so after reflecting upon the grace of God, the author says,
他就看到自己现在所处的处境。
He's looked at the circumstances surrounding him.
我们请看诗篇八十篇第四节。
Let's look at Psalm 80, verse 4.
在第一节最后一句话说，这个神是坐在两个基路伯上。
Actually, in verse 1, the last half says, "You who dwell between the cherubim."
这也是以色列人他们在信仰上一个很重要的观念。
This was a very important concept in the Israelites' faith.
我们知道耶柜有两个金子打造，有这个金子打造的基路伯所遮盖。
We know that the Ark of the Covenant was covered by two golden cherubim.
那他们的观念就是在两个基路伯上面有神的宝座。
And in their concept, it was between the cherubim that there was the seat of God.
所以耶柜所临在的地方，也就所到的地方，就是神所临在的地方。
And so wherever the Ark of the Covenant went was where the Lord was.
所以他这里才会用这样的形容说，坐在两个基路伯上的主啊。
This is why it says you who dwell between the cherubim.
第四节，万军之神啊，你向你的百姓祷告发怒，要到几时呢？
Verse 4 says, O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people?
啊，本来祷告是要蒙神悦纳、蒙神垂听的。
Prayer should be heard by God, should be accepted by God.
啊，但是这个作者他认为说，我们现在的祷告啊，是让神发怒的。
But here the author felt that their prayers were making the Lord angry.
啊，越多的祷告，越惹神的这个发怒。
And that the more they prayed, the more angered the Lord was.
哦，这是让这个作诗的人啊，他觉得很心痛的事情。
And this was very sorrowful for the author.
啊，我们的敬拜没有得到神的喜悦。
Our worship is not pleasing to the Lord.
啊，不但是这样子，我们继续看第五节。
Not only that, but let's look at verse 5.
第五节，你以眼泪当食物给他们吃，又多量出眼泪给他们喝。
You have fed them with the bread of tears and give them tears to drink in great measure.
当然，他们有食物啊，有得喝，他们才可以存活下去。
Of course, they had to eat and have something to drink in order to live on.
但是在异邦的地方，所吃的食物是痛苦的食物。
But in a foreign land, the food they ate was food of sorrow.
啊，所喝的饮料，所喝的水是痛苦的水。
And that their tears were also their drink was a drink of tears.
哦，因为没有国家了，因为身处在异邦。
Because they no longer had their own country, because they had to dwell in a foreign land.
再请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
你使邻邦因我们纷争，我们的仇敌彼此戏笑。
You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves.
啊，他们在过去被许多的国家所侵略、所欺负。
In the past, that they had been oppressed by many countries.
啊，大家都可以去攻打他们，都可以赢得了他们。
Everyone went against them, and everyone was able to defeat them.
在过去，他们总是说他们是拜天上的真神。
And in the past, they had said that they worshipped the God in heaven.
啊，这些抢夺他们的，笑他们说你们的神在哪里？
And those who laughed at them, said, "Where is your God?"
神真的是存在。
God truly exists.
神真的可以祝福人、保护人。
God truly can bless man and take care of man.
啊，但是在现实里头，没有办法来证明神是这么的伟大。
But during that time, they were unable to prove that God was great.
哦，这也是让人觉得很伤心的。
And this made them very sorrowful.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
讲了现实的生活之后，再来就是要求神的怜悯。
After looking at their life during that time, they asked for the mercy of God.
哦，求神帮助，让我们可以回转。
They asked the Lord to help them so that they could return to Him.
哦，有回转才会有接下来神的脸发光来光照他们。
Only after they return can the Lord cause His face to shine upon them.
在这整个八十篇里头，并没有写到为什么神这样对待他们。
In the whole chapter of Psalm 80, it doesn't talk about why God treated them this way.
他只是在纪念神过去的恩典。
It only remembers the grace of God from the past.
他描写现在的实际的遭遇。
And also describes their current situation.
啊，他求神来怜悯，来照顾他们。
And they ask God to help them and to have mercy on them.
那我们从其他的地方来看一下，为什么他们会有这样的遭遇。
And so let's look at other passages to see why the Israelites were facing this kind of situation.
请看诗篇106篇。
Let's look at Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalms 106.
34节。
Verse 34.
34节，他们不照主所吩咐的灭绝外邦人。
They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them.
啊，当他们 在耶稣亚的带领之下进入迦南地的时候，这是神给他们的吩咐。
This was one of the commands that the Lord gave them after Joshua led them into the land of Canaan.
但是他们并没有照神给他们的吩咐。
But they didn't follow the command of the Lord.
那结带来怎样的结果呢？
And then what was the result?
35节。
Verse 35.
还与他们混杂相合，学习他们的行为。
But they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works.
结果没有将这个外邦人灭绝，那就是跟他们混杂在一起，而受他们的影响。
Because it did not destroy the Gentiles, they mingled with them and were affected by them.
在过去的岁月里头，这以色列人是在埃及当奴隶。
In history, the Israelites were slaves of Egypt.
在进迦南地之前的40年，他们是在旷野漂流。
And 40 years before they entered the land of Canaan, they were in the wilderness.
所以一直以来，他们没有过着很安定、很强盛的生活。
So throughout this time, they were never stable.
那这些迦南人，他们已经在迦南地住了很久的时间。
And these Canaanites had lived in the land of Canaan for a very long time.
物产很丰富。
Their land was very abundant.
而且非常的安定。
And it was also very stable.
所以从人文上，从人来看呢，这迦南人其实是很进步的。
So from the eyes of man, the Canaanites were pretty, were a very advanced people.
所以比如说他们所用的武器已经有所谓的铁车。
And so amongst their weapons, they already had steel carts.
他们能够建筑非常高大坚固的城墙。
And they were able to build very strong and fortified walls.
所以难怪这些以色列人他们跟他们在一起学习他们。
No wonder the Israelites mingled with them and learned from them.
那也学习了他们的行为。
And learned their ways.
他们的这外邦人的行为里头，一个最大的致命的事情就是他们的信仰。
And one of their ways was their faith.
我们请再看36节。
It's like verse 36.
这些以色列人侍奉这些外邦人的偶像，这就成了自己的网罗。
They served their idols, which became a snare to them.
不但学习这些异邦的风俗行为，连宗教信仰也受了他们的影响。
Not only did they learn from the culture and ways of these Gentiles, but also was affected by their faith.
所以难怪这些以色列人他们的道德是一直的在堕落。
No wonder the virtues or the virtues and faith of the Israelites continued to backslide.
在信仰上越来越得罪神，越来越远离神。
And they became further and further away from God and sinned against the Lord all the more.
这就是这就是为什么最后神把他们交在亚述跟巴比伦的帝国的手里。
And this is why the Lord gave them into the hands of Babylon and Assyria.
但是在这整个过程里头，并不是说所有的人都深深的受外邦的影响。
But it wasn't all the people among this time were influenced by these Gentiles.
其实在百姓的当中，还是有那个认识神。对神忠心的人
，Among the people of God, there were still those who knew God and were faithful to the Lord.
比如说《但以理书》里头所提到的但以理，还有他三个朋友。
For example, Daniel and his three friends in the book of Daniel.
但是却有更多的百姓，他们是无知的，他们是应着景象的。
However, there are even more people who were unknowingly following these Gentiles.
所以他们就受了神所给他们的苦难。
And because of this, they suffered.
那这些对神忠心的人，他们也一起来承受整个国家的这种忧伤跟挣扎。
And those who were faithful also had to partake in the sorrow of the whole country.
这个就是现实的人生，就是这个样子。
And that was what was going on during that time.
这也是为什么有时候好人义人也要受苦。
And this is why sometimes even the righteous have to suffer.
因为我们所处的大环境是这个样子。
Because this is what our environment is like.
好，我们再请看诗篇八十篇第八节。
So that's Psalms 80 verse 8.
诗篇八十篇第八节。
Psalms 80 verse 8.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it.
那作者将镜头又挪转移到另一个角度。
The author looked at this from a different perspective.
一开始提到约瑟的时代。
At first, it talks about the time of Joseph.
神好像他们的牧羊人。
The Lord was like their shepherd.
现在镜头转到摩西的时代。
And now they have brought the perspective to the time of Moses.
神跟他们的关系，他们好像是一棵葡萄树。
The relationship between God and the Israelites were that they were like a vine.
那神要把这一棵葡萄树从埃及挪出来。
And God was going to bring this vine out of Egypt.
我们或多或少都有种过树啊、花啊这一类的东西。
We might have all done some gardening work before.
当你要移植，把它挪到别的地方，总是要特别的小心。
Whenever you want to move a plant from one place to another, you have to be very careful.
你移了之后，要花很多的心血来照顾它。
After you move it, you have to spend a lot of effort to take care of the plant.
它才能够活下来，而且长得好。
Only then can it survive and grow well.
那神将以色列人好像一棵葡萄树，把它从埃及挪出来。
The Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt just like bringing out a vine.
所以这个葡萄树就象征着以色列人。
This vine represents the Israelites.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。
You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land.
神为他们准备了这个牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
God prepared for them this land flowing with milk and honey.
第十节，它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
Ten, the hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs.
照着神给他们的应许，他们也得到神特别的照顾。特别的祝福。
Under the guidance of God, promises of God, the Israelites receive special blessing and protection from the Lord.
所以他们的枝子，这里用好像香柏树这样来形容。
And so they are represented here as though they are mighty cedars.
十一节。
Verse 11.
它发出枝子，长到大海；发出蔓子，延到大河。
She sent her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river.
因为神爱他们。神很用心的来栽培他们。
Because God loved them, God used His whole His effort to nurture them.
神也是守约信实的神。
God is a faithful God who keeps His covenant.
所以他们在这个迦南地就这个平安兴盛起来。
And because of this, the Israelites were able to prosper and be peaceful in the land of Canaan.
尤其是在大卫跟所罗门。这两个国王的时代
especially during the time of David and Solomon.
他们应该有的版图到底要有多大呢
How great was their land actually?
我们请看耶稣雅记第一章
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第三节
Joshua chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话给了你们。
Every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
第四节，从旷野和这利巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的前地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。
Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory.
所以从北呢，一直到这个赫人之地，赫人之地就是今天的土耳其。
So from the north all the way to the land of the Hittites, which is Turkey, modern day Turkey.
那往东一直到伯拉大河，就是今天的伊拉克。
And to go east to the Great Sea, which is modern day Iraq.
伯拉大河。
The river Euphrates.
那当然往西就是这个地中海，就是大海。
And then when you went to the west, then you would go to the Great Sea.
这个是神应许给他们的这个版图。
This was the land that the Lord promised them.
那所以诗篇八十篇的作者他就在描述神祝福他们曾经拥有这么大的版图。
And so the author of the Psalm of Psalm 80 shows how great the land of the Israelites had once been.
所以他们很强盛，很兴盛。
They were very prosperous. They were very strong.
好，这是他们曾经有过的日子。
And these were times that they had once had.
好，在大卫的时代，在所罗门王的时代。
During the time of David, during the time of Solomon.
啊，比如说在所罗门的时代啊，啊，这个金银呐、啊，并不是很稀少的，是很多的。
During the time of Solomon, gold and silver were plentiful.
我们请参考一下《历代志下》第一章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
历代志下第一章十五节。
2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节，王在耶路撒冷时，金银多如石头。香柏木多如高远的桑树。
Also, the king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedars as abundant as the sycamores which are in the lowland.
这是在描写所罗门王的时代。
This is talking about the time of Solomon.
国家非常的兴盛，非常的太平。
The kingdom was very prosperous.
好，我们再看回诗篇八十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 80.
诗篇八十篇十二节。
Psalms 80 verse 12.
十二节，你为何拆毁这树的篱笆，任凭一切过路的人来摘取
？Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit？
啊，看起来是因为他们让自己很强盛。
It looks like because they were so strong。
啊，其实主要的是因为神的看顾、神的保护、神的祝福。
Sorry, it looks like they made themselves strong by their own, but really it was because of the guidance of God.
哦，那这里呢，作诗的人说，当把这个篱笆把它拿掉了。
And verse 12 says, you have broken down her hedges.
那么，失去了保护，失去了神的祝福，他们就什么也不是了。
And so because they lost this protection, they became nothing.
十三节，林中出来的野猪把他们啊糟蹋，野地的走兽拿它当食物。
The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it.
当他们失去了神的祝福，他们就不再能够像过去那样的强盛。
Because they lost the protection of the Lord, they were unable to be as strong as they were in the past.
那这些周遭的国家对他们来讲，就好像这些啊残忍的这些很残暴的这些野兽一样。
And these nations around them were like the cruel beasts of the wild.
所以在圣经里头就有时候用野兽来形容这些残暴的国家。
And so the Bible often uses these wild beasts to describe the cruel nations around.
那这些以色列人就变得很弱的，只是被欺负、被践踏。
And because of this, the Israelites became very weak and became those who were tormented and captive.
那这个作诗的人，他已经实际上的来看到、来经过了这样的事情。
And the psalmist had gone through the situation.
我们再请看诗篇八十篇十四节。
Let's go back to Psalms 80 verse 14.
十四节，万军之神啊，求你回转，从天上垂看，眷顾这葡萄树。
Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see and visit this vine.
所以求神来看顾这个葡萄树，就是求神来看顾神的百姓。
To ask God to look upon this vine is to ask God to protect and look upon His people.
那今天我们也是神的百姓。
Today we are the people of God.
有些时候我们也是需要这样来求神来回转，来看顾我们。
Sometimes we need to pray like this to return to God and ask God to help us.
十五节
，verse 15，
保护你右手所栽的和你为自己所坚固的枝子。
And the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you made strong for yourself.
虽然他们已经什么都不是，但是作诗的人还是要强调他们跟神之间的关系。
Even though they were now nothing, the psalmist still had to emphasize the relationship that the people still had with God.
他说，我们是你右手所栽种的。
We are the branch that you made strong for yourself.
同样的，今天我们也可以向神来哀求说，神啊，我们是你所拣选的。
And today we can also cry out to the Lord in the same way, Lord, we are the ones you have chosen.
十六节
，verse 16，
这树已被火焚烧，被刀砍伐，他们因你脸上的怒容。 都灭亡了。
It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance.
哦，他们是被敌人所侵略，被敌人所杀。
They were killed and destroyed by their enemies.
啊，但是作诗的人他已经知道了，主要的原因就是因为神对他们发怒。
But the psalmist knew that it was because the Lord was full of wrath against his people.
哦，所以在生活当中很多的时候，我们总是要回到那个原点。
A lot of times in our life, we need to return to the starting point.
总要去检讨我们跟神的关系。
And reflect upon our relationship with God.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人的人子。
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself.
作诗的人，他还是相信着我们是神最重要的人。
The psalmist still believed that we are the most important people to the Lord.
啊，虽然我们现在吃的是痛苦的食物，喝的是痛苦的水。
Even though right now we are drinking the bread of tears and drinking, eating the bread of tears and drinking our tears.
哦，那别人看我们是啊。被毁灭的一个被灭 的民族。
And people see that we are a backsliding and defeated country.
啊，但是作诗的人他很有自信，在神的眼中，他们是神的百姓，是神所看为重的。
But the psalmist was very confident that in the eyes of God they were important and they were still the people of the Lord.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这样我们便不退后离开你，求你救活我们，我们就要求告你的名。
Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name.
啊，神永远是他的百姓的盼望。
God is always the hope of his people.
就好像今天主耶稣永远是我们的盼望。
Just like today, Jesus is always our hope.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
主万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
人就是人，在困苦的当中所感受到的一定是苦。
Man will most definitely face sorrow in their lifetime.
遇到了苦，也是会痛，也是会难过。
And when we face bitterness, we will be sorrowful, and we will.It will be difficult for us.
今天不是因为我们信了耶稣，不是因为我们是神的百姓，所以我们就不会痛。
Just because we are the people of God, just because we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't mean we won't face sorrow.
所以我们可以在神的面前来诉苦。
And so we can come to the presence of the Lord to cry out to him.
就好像这个诗人，作诗的人，他在神的面前来诉苦。
Just as the psalmist here cried out to the Lord.
那一方面也求神的帮助跟拯救。
And on the other hand, ask the Lord to help them and to save them.
我刚才已经提过了，在这样的时代里头，其实还是存在着一些很敬畏神、对神很忠心的人。
As I stated earlier, during this time, there were still some who were faithful to the Lord.
但虽然整个环境是这么的恶劣。
And even though the environment was so evil.
但是在这样不好的环境之下，神还是会保守拯救那些对他忠心的人。
God still protected and took care of those who were faithful to him.
比如说但以理书里头的但以理还有他三个朋友。
For example, Daniel and his three friends.
他们跟百姓一样的受苦，被掳到外邦。
They, just like the other people, suffered with the Israelites and were taken captive to Babylon.
他们遭受到外人的这种陷害。
They were persecuted by the outsiders.
我们也看到了神是怎么特别的来看顾保守他们。
But we see how the Lord took special care of them.
在以斯帖记里头的所描写的这些犹太人也是这样子。
The Jews of the book of Esther also face the same thing.
所以就整体来看，他们会经过一段这种好像黑暗的时刻。
And so as a whole, these people went through a time of darkness.
那尤其是这一些对神忠心的人，他们也好像是在黑暗里头。
And especially those who were faithful to the Lord seemed like they went through a time of darkness.
是的，要跟神的百姓一起来经历的这些困难。
And it is true, they had to go through these difficulties with the other people of God.
但是神是他们的盼望。
But God is their hope.
他们迟早会看到神光照大地。
They will early they will see the glory of the Lord shine upon the land.
好像 对神有信心的耶稣雅跟加勒。
Just as God, God took care of Joshua and Caleb who were faithful to him.
他们有信心要进入迦南地。
They had the faith to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是神的安排却是让他们跟这些百姓一样多绕了三十八年。
But God's plan was for them to also wander in the wilderness with the other Israelites for 38 years.
在这一个看起来是没有必要的这一个旅程当中，他们却没有埋怨，也没有灰心。
And through this seemingly unnecessary process, Joshua and Caleb did not complain.
那他们最后终于踏入了迦南地，看到了神光照着整个。
And in the end, they were able to step foot into the land of Canaan and see the glory of God shine upon the land.
所以让我们看到在信仰的这一条道路上面。
So we can see that during our path of faith,
很多时候恶者是迫不及待的来行恶。
A lot of times, the evil one unceasingly does evil.
好像在这以色列人的历史当中，这些周遭的这些外邦国家，他们迫不及待的来掳掠这些。神的百姓
Just as the foreign nations unceasingly attacked the people of the children of God.
但是我们也看到这些真正对神忠心的人，这些真正的这些古圣徒，他们也总是能够很努力、很勇敢的来等候神。
But those who are truly faithful, the ancient saints, were able to wait patiently upon the Lord.
那他们等候神，他们是不会羞愧的。
And as they waited for the Lord, they will not be disappointed.
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
我们一起唱诗150首。
Let's sing hymn 150.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make our concluding prayer.
我们感谢神过去 带领我们就好像牧羊人带领他的羊。
We thank God for guiding us just as the shepherd guides his sheep.
在我们的生活当中，我们也曾经经历了神好像将我们如同一棵葡萄树来移植。
In our lives, we have also faced situations in which God uproots us like a vine out of Egypt.
让我们现在都能够站在神的恩典当中。
May we all be able to stand in the grace of the Lord.
我们求神继续的保守我们。
We ask God to continue to protect us.
当我们有所偏差的时候，我们也求神能够听我们的诉苦，听我们的祈求。
And if we wander astray, we ask God that He will still hear our cries.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉耶稣圣名祷告。Thank you.